I think what we can see is really how powerful incentives can be. And I'm thinking, for example, of programs that have been used in this country that have paid people to stop smoking, say paid pregnant women to stop smoking. And of course, you know, smoking is an expensive habit. And so if you stop smoking, you instantly get thousands of dollars of disposable income over the course of a year just because you're not buying cigarettes. But that, for many people, is not enough of an incentive. But what some of the smoking cessation programs have found is that if you pay pregnant women a few hundred dollars, that the rate of smoking, stopping smoking, actually increases very dramatically. So you can't really make sense of that if you just look at the dollars and cents. What you see is that people are very responsive to rewards, also very responsive to material penalties, and that our behavior is really quite subject to change from these outside influences.